Parshat Bismillah. It so happens we get into our Gemara after a discussion about a one line about Bris Milah, but it so happens that the Tosfos opens up a whole discussion about the din of Bris Milah, which we hope never comes up, but this Tosfos becomes a central, even though it's a Tosfos in the middle of Chulin, the Sugya of Nemonos, but it opens up the Sugya of dangerous Bris Milah. So let's just look over the source in our Gemara. Leva Misayalei HaKol Shechlin VaFilu Kuti VaFilu Oral VaFilu Yisrael Mumar. You want to bring your Raya to Rava. Rava's Raya is that a Mumar LeTeyovin, we give him a Sakin Bodok, and he can do the Shechita. Okay, in other words, that he has Ne'emonos, as long as it's not a big Tircha to create a kosher animal. So the Gemara will bring a raya. Kol shayitin chadchila, afilu kuti, vafilu orel, vafilu yisrael mumer. The Gemara says so that luchayir is a raya to Rav. We can discuss if to give him a second bodok or not. But the Gemara wants to discuss what is the to get pshat in the brayse itself. So the Gemara is going to explain that yisrael mumer might be mumer la'avodah zarah. Why is that? Because an orel lechayra is a mumer lemitzvah. So the Gemara says that when the Mishnah when the Braisa refers to orel, so we're already talking about a mumer lemitzvah, right? Afilu orel. What's afilu orel? Afilu mumer lemitzvah. So this Bryce has already established the principle that mumer le mitzvah achas lo yavi mumer le kol haTorah kula. The fact that he's not doing a mitzvah, that doesn't question his nemunas gabbai other mitzvahs. He doesn't not be on tefillin. Does that mean that he's not nemunah for shechita? So this Bryce is saying mumer le mitzvah achas lo yavi mumer le kol haTorah kula. So that's the case. What is Vafilius from mumer adding? So it has to be a bumped up mumer la'avodah zarah. So we'll get back to the braisa to discuss the din of ne'emonos of mumor. That is the sugya that we have to engage next week. Dalet amud beis heimet aleph. What's pshat? What is the ne'emonos that mumorim have l'te'oven la'avodah zarah l'hachis? But right now, we want to focus on the next line, where the Gemara concluded that this Orel is a Jew who decided not to do Bris Milah. Right? Rashi says, Mevayit b'mitzvah. He decided not to do it. Again, he decided not to do it because Nichshal, it didn't happen, it didn't work out. The Moel was busy, he's procrastinating. He had a machlekes with the Moel, he's procrastinating. But be'etzem adavar, he's going to end up taking care of the Bris Milah. It's a sichus with him and his wife. His wife says no Bris. He says yes Bris. I haven't worked it out yet. Is a mumma, or is it a person who b'shita says I'm a 6/12er. I don't do Bris Milah. Bris Milah, it's a terrible thing for a kid. You're forcing something on the child. You're being mitzar the child. Whatever reason. So the Gemara says. The Gemara says there must be that kind of a situation. We'll discuss, and Rashi says, Mevayit b'mitzvah. That sounds like a Zashita, but Tzarechian. But the Gemara says, before the Gemara concludes that this Orel is a Mumala mitzvah, the Gemara says, maybe we should go slow. Maybe he's an Orel who was Rachmonas. It's Mamash an Onus. Meisu Echo Machmas Milah. Maybe that's the pshat of this Orel. That's why he is Ne'emonos. Hakol Shoich then, even an Orel, because how did he become an Orel? Achmon is a terrible thing. He already lost two brothers to the mitzvah of Bris Milah. So now, the parents have said, the rabbi is saying, we don't go for a third. Right? So Gemara says, if that's the case, Hay Yisrael Ma'al Yehu. This is a fantastic Jew. He's Rachmanis. He loved not to have the Orla. He can't get rid of the Orla. He's an honest. So he Neman, of course he is Nemanus. Of course his father is Nemanus. Yisrael Ma'aliya. I wonder if the can take this further. Machleg is Rashi Natam, whether he has a din of oral in this case. In other words, is he kosher v'koyin shemesu echov? Can he do the avoda? Can he bring a korban pesach? Is he? It's Rachmanus, but he's still called an oral, or he's not even called an oral. So Yisrael Ma'aliya could be the machlokes. Yisrael Ma'aliya is Nemanus. Yisrael Ma'aliya, he's even nanachal shem oral. Okay, not for now. So now in this din. Meisu echov machmas mila. L'chayra is referring to a Gemara in Yevamos mem zayin amud beis. The Gemara in Yevamos is discussing the din of chazaka. Is chazaka established with two or with three? So the Gemara says that that's a machlekes of Yehuda Reb Shimon. It's not Mem Zayin. It should be Samach Dalet on the base. Yevamos. Samach Dalet on the base. Gemara discusses different kinds of chazakas. Rachman al-Aslan, a woman who has been widowed twice. Rebbe, the Tanya, a brisa, mola rishen umeis rachmona letzlon, sheni umeis, shlishi loy timol divi Rebbe. If Shimon Gamliel aimer, shlishi timol bevi loy timol. He says it's a machlekes whether the chazoka happens after two or after three. Right, the same thing with girsha, sheni in shlishi loy. Akadlanis, how many times does a couple, does a woman have to lose her husband before we say that she doesn't get married again? That's the machlokes. So when it comes to the upshot of the sugya is that when it comes to any kind of dinda eraisa, when it comes to sikonis nefashis, so then we paskin chazokas with two. When it comes to Shara Niskal, when it comes to with the Shores of Mu'ud or Atam, so then we go with three. Okay. So that's what our Gemara is saying. Ilema Meso Echov, two brothers died. No. Hayis Rama Aliyah. Taisvis. Dibra Maschel Shemeso Achiv. Taisvis says. Shani Moilukish ain't Dailim. Taisha says, you know what's talking about over here? That the two brothers had a bris when they were Gedoilim already. Not was an eighth day bris. Whatever reason, maybe they are Russians who came in there to Israel. And we have to do a. Didn't have a proper bris. Maybe they were. The Dor HaMidbar didn't have a proper bris. Didn't have a bris. And then they're having the bris as adults. Umeisu and two brothers died. Adult brisin. That's what it's talking about. The ibishmini, because if it's talking about an eighth day bris, dil mishum delay nivle mem dam. It could be because they had what we would call a high bilirubin. Right? Because they weren't really ready for the bris. Gemara says that if a child is yellow, the Gemara says that the child's red. Child's born red, so the Gemara says we used to postpone the bris. Loi nivla boi dam, because the dam hasn't been fully, is not being fully, the way the Gemara understood it, is not being fully processed. Not ready for the bris. If a baby is born yellow, the Gemara said that loi nofal boi dam, right? The Gemara use different metaphors. The scientists do say that the baby only gets the full clotting factors on the seventh day. So apparently they were aware of that. So they had said, well, if this baby has a certain complexion, it means that the clotting factor hasn't yet come in. Okay, so then you can't do the bris. It's dangerous. The baby could bleed. So Gemara had an understanding that if the baby has a certain complexion, we also understand that if the baby is yellow, that means the liver is not fully functioning yet. All right? So even though modern science says the bris will be fine, but the doctors, but not like Gemara, said, no, the baby's not ready yet. Good? So Taisva says, if he did an 8th day bris, it didn't work out well. So what does that mean? So Taisva said, that means that we didn't catch the red baby. We didn't catch the yellow baby. So Dilma Mishumle Nivla Bemdom, Inami, Afilu Bishmini, or maybe it's talking about an 8th day baby, 8th day bris, and the baby died. Sheitzitzu Bavarosh and Nivla Bemdom, and they examined the baby, and they saw the baby was roy for bris mila. Let's say, so what's the chiddush of Taismas? What's the halacha Taismas giving us? No, go ahead.
The chazak only applies if the people, if the brothers that died from the bris were healthy.
So in other words, and even take it a step further, according to Tosfos, you have to know, even if you have a suffix as where they were healthy. In other words, sheni moilu kinga de'i b'shmini dilma mishum le nivle b'mdom. So Tosfos says, I have an 8th day baby, rachman al-islan, it didn't go well. And I have a suffix, maybe it wasn't right. What do you have, a suffix? Taisvah says, I have two babies, two brothers died. But we didn't check. They forgot to check for the yellow or the red. They see, so if they checked, oh, then we're in trouble. But maybe they didn't check. So maybe, what do you mean, maybe? What happened to suffix nefashis? Taisvah says, if I have a suffix, I'm still going to do a bris. Right now, you can appreciate this Tosfos for its chiddush if you look at the Ritva. In case you missed the chiddush of Tosfos, so the Ritva says, Hakol Sheikhtin. Afilu kuti hechidam ilay mishu meisu achav machmas mila mishu echav machmas mila yisrael al yu peirush the onus who machmas sakana, right? Pashtus says that it's an onus. Not only that, the achrayim discuss that it's also to do a bris mila. Could kill the baby. Achrayim further discuss is the rakia mitzvah and does the bris. Can you say abrach in such a case? The Yeshe Pirshu Batosvis, the Mayrisha Mesa Wachov Machmas Milish and Imol Kishen Gedolim and Nivla and Domon. So the Ritva now tells he's like tells you how to read the Tosfos. He's on Mesifta on the Tosfos. He says, Tosfos says, Shemeso Echov Machmas Milish and Imolu Kishen Gedolim, they were mauled when they were adults. The Nivla and Domon, and we are sure that he had the clotting factors and the Billy Rubin was good and everything was gewaldig. He was a 13-year-old kid, 20-year-old kid. He's running around fully. Never was there. Spent a day in the hospital. The Ikeshen Ktanim, because if we're talking about the simple read of the case, that we're talking about two babies had a bris and died. Lo hoya lo ze lo chush lachach. Then we shouldn't be nervous about the third. And I talked to the mother. Right, Velisei, Taisus says, Midenokat lei Talmudistam. And Taisus is wrong, says Ritva. He's Chalik in Taisus. Why? Why is he Chalik in Taisus? No. Midenokat lei Talmudistam. No, what's Shabbat? What does that mean? Didn't make that as a. The Gemara didn't say so. The Gemara said, Meso Echav. Meso Echav means Meso Echav. 8th day, 9th day, 13th, 6th, it doesn't matter. Vatam to call Shemesu Echo Machmas Mila Mokoim Yiruhu Lachol Odom. Because once the brothers died because of Mila, Mokoim Yiruhu. What does Mokoim Yiruhu mean? No? It's
fear.
Was that?
They're scared of fear.
Reasonable. It's a Mokoim to be afraid. You don't know, you don't have to have for Pikuach Nefesh, even Sufik Pikuach Nefesh. Right? So as long as there's a reasonable fear, potter, maybe also. V'yafilu miktanim le'gdoilim. And it would even be a case, a guy is 40 years old, he never had a bris because his two big brothers, when they were babies, didn't have a bris. He says, I'm ready now. He says, they're going to tell me because my two brothers, when they're 8 days old, died, son, I'm 60 years old, I shouldn't have a bris. He says, the ritzvah miktanim ligdailim, she'ein lohem shir, v'chol she'yesh sham tzad yira upachat. Gemara says in Chulin Mem Zayin Mid Beis. You have a Chulin, you can open up Mem Zayin Mid Beis. You can pretend that you're doing Bikiyas in Chulin, not in Vedazara. So Mem Zayin Mid Beis says the Gemara tells a story over here. Yeah, Rav Nosa. Mir Reb Nosson, Aduma Ksheira, Titania. Reb Nosson Oimer, Pam Achas Halachli the Krochayom. I was going on to the Seisha. Bosa Isha Achas Lefanai. Right? He was sounds like he was wanted a little bit of vacation. He says, didn't get a vacation. It was there, a lady came with a Shaila and brought a baby. They heard Rav Nosson was in town. They said, they're bringing a shayla to Rav Nosson. What was the shayla? Shemolo ben Arvishinu Meis. Because Rav Nosson, her first baby died because of Bris Milah. Sheini, second baby died because of Bris Milah. Shlishi, the third baby, they brought it to me. Re'isim shehoya odem. So I saw the baby was a red baby. I came to the bris. Marti la biti, my daughter, Hamtini. Wait, atchiyiv lo boidome. No, surprising psak or expected psak. Ve'isiv. Since once, next story. Himtina. He tells you, he asks, what's the end of the story? I don't know what the numbers are of the rabbi. Right? Himtina, loy, they waited. Umola did the meal of Machayav, and like that, are you current? I say Nosan Abavli Alshmi. The baby was called Nosan Abavli. In other words, what was going on apparently? Lachara, there's a machlaikis amongst the rabbis. The moil, the rabbi, moil said, I'm not touching this baby. Right? Get some other moil. Right? The mother, either was a very erlicha mother, said, I'm going to have a baby without a bris. Mother was saying, have a sofa, you're going to do? Oh, the God of Israel's in town. They go to the God of Israel, and he comes up with a surprising psak. And they do the bismillah. They don't wait. So it sounds like they, from the story, it sounds like they only gave him the name later on. I don't know, probably gave him the name by the bris. So they said, they had a muna, that the child's going to live, because the God said he's going to live. So they called him Nosan Abavli. Not some Nosan, that's his name. Nosan Ababli Ben. So, Vishuv Pamachas, and Rav Nosan says, I was once traveling to a place called Kopoitki. What does Kopoitki come up in the Mishnah? Remember, called Kiddushin. Mois. Was that kind of money? Correct. Bosa Isha Lafonai, Shemola Benar Risha. Same thing, Umeis, Sheini Umeis, Shlishi Eveos Lefonai. Once again, they came to Rinosan. Reisiv Shayu Yaruk. I saw that he's not ready for the bris. He tzatzti boy, Vlehoye boy dam bris. Amarti lo. This also is a sugi, by the way. Doesn't have to create dam, Mishaz bris. Itzatzti boy v'lehoyo bo dam bris. What does that mean, dam bris? You know, Chazal understood that when a baby wasn't ready for the bris, you're not going to get dam b'shas bris. Based on this Gemara, there is a Kabbalah, Mesorah, amongst Moyalim, that we're supposed to have some dam b'shas bris. There's also a Rashi in Shabbos that indicates that it has to be moitzi dam b'shas bris. That also seems to be the understanding about tofas dam bris, we can't do a real bris. But that's a chiddush, that you have to have dam bris. this week's parsha, Bris Milah, doesn't mention anything about removing the oil and having blood. Shalit comes up in two situations. The very, very, very modern situation was whether he can do a laser bris. The Kleisenberger had a shalit. That's why he was nifter ready for a while already. So he's a tshuva ready whether he can do a laser bris because of a situation where whether a child wasn't with. The doctor said he could not sustain a regular bris. So the Kleisenberger, because of our sugya, said if the baby can't sustain a regular bris, he said she's potter. Not only is he potter, but it's also given bris. Now you'll tell me, but you figured it away with modern science, you can give the baby a bris. So maybe it's no longer potter from the bris. So Kleisenberger is a short tshuva. I remember the whole tshuva. He says, but a laser won't produce blood. So it won't be bris anyways. Because you have to produce dam. Because that's me dam bris. That's what we say in the bracha. No, we say afterward, that also came up in big shaila in the probably the 50s. That one of the hamtzos, one of the advances of bris mila in America was to put to use a clamp. Most brises, if you get close enough, you'll see that they put a shield. They pull the oil through the shield, right? And that protects the aver. That's the normal way to do it. And Hasidim sometimes don't like using shields because they didn't do that. And that's what we don't like Hasidim Shemoyel. But they should use a shield. Right, so that's the normal Eastern European way to do it. But in America, there was a suggestion that we could make Mila more palatable to Jews who are not excited about the Bris Mila, and clamp the foreskin so that no blood will come out, and then take it off. It was a Jew called Bornstein, and he developed this clamp called the Bornstein clamp. So so that was heavily discouraged, strongly discouraged. Maybe that's a mild way of saying it. From not to use this clamp. Every so often you'll come across a moil nowadays who still uses the clamp, and other moilim will say, don't use that moil because it's the clamp. What's it all based on? It's all based on this din of dam bris. So it's not so posh at all that there is a Kabbalah, Masorah amongst Moyalim, that has to be summed up. That's correct. That it's a din that's so easy to find its source, not so posh. But this line was the source of a great discussion, a great argument. Time and how scummers of poskim was, we don't use the clamp. And moilim who used the clamp were often discouraged in Orthodox circles. But there were moilim who used sometimes a clamp, but they make sure to have dam. In other words, they used the clamp as a shield. There were moilim who did that. They didn't. In any event, Rabbi Nosson saw that there was not going to be dam bris. Amarti lo biti amtini lo ad sheyipol boidomai. Imtina loi, they waited. Alright? Umoloisai, bechoya, and everything was fine. Vikorinoisai, Nosson Abavli Yashmi. And there were two babies in Klal Yisrael who were called Nosson Abavli. Rashi, in explaining this Gemara, Rashi in 20 of this Gemara says, when they came to Hamtini Lo, wait, the Ein Lecha Dovra Oimei Bifnei Pikuch Nefesh. Alright? So of course we're going to wait. Only Pelez, we're going to wait. Toisvis, Chulin Mem Zayin Amud Beis, Taisva says, Nireh, and one liner again. The Savai the betray Zimne have Yechazoka Kirevi. What's Tosha saying over here? What's the Vilonim Shat? What's the story? Story is the mother said, first baby, Rahman Lutzlan, second Rahman Lutzlan, what's it did in the third baby? No. So how would you pass in the case? Gemara Yevam is a machleg, it's Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. Or let me ask you another question. If you would hear the story that Rabbi Nosson says, no, wait till the baby becomes, has a good complexion, how would you interpret Rabbi Nosson? Kuch nefesh, dechel the mitzvah. Rabbi Nosson says, wait, do the bris. No, how would you interpret it? So you'd say Rabbi Nosson holds like Rabbi, like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. That's what he said. Came to Rabbi Nosson. Rabbi Nosson said, two is not a chazaka. Three is a chazaka. Not potter from the bris, but I saw that the baby was yellow. I saw the baby was red. So Taisva says, no, wrong shot. Nired the savai the betray zimne havi chazaka. You shouldn't learn that pshat. You should learn a bigger chiddush. Because the emes is, the Marashah points out, the emes is that if Rabbi Nosson held that chazaka was three times, not such an important story. Then he wouldn't be dramatic and say, okay, there was one baby, there was two babies. I said, he passed, like, so Marashah says, no, Taisus is saying, he holds that this baby was muhzak, Taisus l'shitasai. In other words, l'ch'ayra, the Ritzvo would say, let the mother go. What are you playing games with? What are you playing doctor? What are you waiting till it becomes yellow, becomes white? He lost two babies. So you're going to say, well, maybe the last two babies were because they were red, they went roif in the bris. Taisvah Shitasai. Our Taisvah is perfectly in sync with the Taisvah Mem Zayin. Our Taisvah says, again, what are we explaining over here? The Machlekes Ritva and Taisvah. How do we understand, how do we paskin the din of Tinek Shemeso Echav? So the Ritva says, L'chare Pashla Sugya. The Ritva says, I have a Gemara in Yevamos that says, Meso Echav. Don't do it. Finished. Nothing to talk about it. Right? So when it says, Meso Echav Machmas Mila, the Ritva says, Yeshmokoim, if there's any place to get nervous over here, Safek Mikoach Nefesh. Forget the bris milah. He would probably say also to the bris milah. He may say, "Guy, you want to do the bris? Don't make a bracha by the bris milah." And Taisva says no. Taisva says it's a case by Rabbi Nosson, and it was baby already had it was muchzuk because you hold like Rabbi, and Rabbi Nosson said, "No, wait, the baby gets healthy." What was Rabbi Nosson thinking? So l'chayre Taisva said, Taisva l'shitasei that meso echo machmas mila the ibish mini dilma mishum de leiniv lebundam dilma maybe what do you maybe inami bishmini and we know for sure she niv lebundamim but Taisva says that I have a situation where two brothers are nifter and listen to Taisva saying. And I could interpret it to be not dangerous. It may not be dangerous. The Ritva says may not be dangerous. That means it may be dangerous. That means it's a sakana. Taisva says may be dangerous. If you're telling me it's vadai dangerous, let off the hook. You're telling me there's a real chashash over here. Two adult brothers died. No, Bris is calling a problem. But two baby brothers died? No. So Nei Yehuda says, had this Shaila Maisa. We have a Machlokes. Who is easier to understand? Who's more consistent? with the way we usually understand halacha, Yitzik? The midvah? No. Right? The Rashi on Memzayin Mid Bey, Samtini La, Ein Lecha Dovra Oim Ibn Kuach Nefesh. Rashi sounds like the midvah. Sounds like that Rabbi Nosson really knew. But Lechaira, Rashi also a little bit. Lechaira Rashi is explaining the sugya for the midvah. Right? In other words, Rashi saying, I agree with the Tosfos that he, this child had a bad chazaka going against Bris Milah, and it must be that some Rabbi Nosson knew that the first two babies were nifter because they were not roy for Bris yet. And I said, Amtini Biti, just wait. When they're roy for Bris, then the previous data has no impact. It's not even a sofek. So it says in Eidu Yehuda, he had the shaila. Lashon is so beautiful. Chasam Sof is very critical of this Eidu Yehuda. But look at the Eidu Yehuda. Mechtovi kibalti, v'aldas atinoik ben sholei shonim, v'adayin loy nimo, ki shloisha ochim ha'koymin loy mesu machmas mila. Ukvaris harti shlo yimaru lo mule adyo di eni mohus biyusei. He says, the Nebu says, I got this note, a 3-year-old child doesn't have a bris mila. Why not? Because he has 3 older brothers who are nifter. So I said, don't rush into this bris mila until you tell me mohus biyusei. I have to know how healthy this child is. Ube emes. And he said, you know, the third baby, they should not have mauled the third baby. That was Shalaika Din, that was wrong. They betrays him, they have chazaka. And Nani Buddha says, they were wrong, right? They were wrong, Alpidin, and look what happened. And then he says, Ilam Sherambam Vaturan Muki Yosef Biyavomis Omu Shalaitimol Ashlishi Bizmana Ilamtin and Layachi Yigdal Yishase Koichai Hoyiseni Choichech. I would say, Shaloi Lomuloi Kalau. This child will never bris mila. Why? Kistom Omu Biyavomis Shlishi Laitimo. Vachin Arifer Rosh Etikustam Shlishi Laitimo. The Omnam Mesechta Shavas Kuvla Medale Tanya. Omar Binosa, and this is the same Gemara as we have in Yivam in Chulin. Just because you have the Gemara in front of you, we did it in Chulin as opposed to Shabbos. The same Gemara. And Shabbos is Mamish in the Perek of Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, de Mila. And he tells the story. Hare Shehitir, Lomulo Achar, Sheyivla Boy Domov, Vidilma Shiny Hossam, maybe that's different. In other words, the Rebbe Yehuda is saying that what we're calling a machlekes Tosfos Mitzvah can be seen as really a stira in Shas. Why is a stira in Shas? So the Rebbe Yehuda says so sharply. He says that the Gemara in Yevamos is a stomach Gemara. Misha, where's the Gemara? Titania Brysa, Mola Harishan Umes, Sheni Umes, Shishi Loy Timo. The stomach doesn't say, wait, check it out, bring back the doctor, follow him. Loy Timo. Stum, right? That's the Cholak the Ritva saying. You have a reason to have a Sofek. You don't have to start playing around. Maybe it's not a good reason. No. Achreke Chleis Akol. Doctor can say he's healthy as well. The doctor cannot say, I know with certainty that this baby doesn't have what the other babies had. No. So I have a chazok of a sofek. Chazok of a sofek is bismillah. Right? Sofek of nefesh. Then the Nedev Yehuda says, but when I learned the Gemara in Chulin Mem Zayin, and Tosfos says, we're talking about a chazok of two, And here Rabbi Nosson doesn't say, go home, no bris. Why did he say that? He should tell the woman, don't worry, you're doing the right thing, it's kilu, the baby's nimol, it's an honest, your fault, you hold Russia. Instead he says, you know what? Wait it out. So Nedib Yehuda says, this machlekes, what I'm calling a machlekes Tosfos Ra, is really a steer in Gemara. It's really that Tosfos paskin the Gemara in Chulin Mem Zayin, and the Ritva paskin the sum of the Gemara in Yevamos. And the Nedib Yehuda says that if you look carefully, we'll look in a moment, there's a Peledik Rambam, which Shulchan Aruch quotes, which sounds like the Tosfos. We'll see in a moment. And the Ritva and the Nedib Yehuda says that he calls it a machlekes between the Rambam and the Tur on one end and the Rosh and the Rif on the other end. Well, same machlekes, only the Nedib Yehuda formulated that it's a steer in Shas. And Rambam, we'll see in a moment, in the Tur and Shulchan Aruch and in the Muki Yosef, they went like Lashita Tataisa looks up. He says, but if not for that, you know what I would say? I would say, don't give the shalom to bris. The third bris was wrong. Don't even do a. Shouldn't do a fourth. Va'oid zelamai. Rabbi Nosson allowed the bris in the third child. Dilma, maybe Rabbi Nosson was different. Maybe he made a cheshbon that just like this third child is not roy, so the other also weren't roy. Rabbi Nosson ushishkiach al adaver. He avol beisha shemolam nevishin sheni really hoyu bem shum simin shel chalishas koyach umesu. But the Yehuda says, but if there's no indication of maybe one and maybe two and maybe three were not roy for bris, how can I apply Rabbi Nosson's gemara? Va'od yesh loymar, and it's also possible that Rabbi Nosson really passed the Shimon Gamliel. Right? It's possible to say that Rabbi Nosson paskin, there was no chazak over, and I'm being extra careful by waiting. L'chach omer lamtin, avol im kvain es chazka, achal ze yesh li yashev. Only here he quotes what we call the Marsha. He said, that'd be the case. No, so why tell me the whole story? So he says it must be once he sees Rabbi Nosson. Then that's the basis for the Tosis, what he calls the Rambam Shulchan Aruch. And he says, what can I do? I wouldn't do this, but the Rambam Shulchan Aruch says, Sazeh nearly the feast daiti, the Yashem Dasa Poskim, the Cave and Shir Rambam, the Anamuk, the Shulchan Aruch, Poskim came. Says in Ed Yehuda, here again, you see, you're talking about the Titan, the God of the. Says, what can I do? I would say otherwise. You see, the Kabbalas Morus, the Rambam says, and the Muki Yosef, and the Turns, when they all pass in otherwise, Mi Yovil Arachreim, how can I go up against them? V'lachein, imatinek ezei roim v'shu bari, v'chozak, kidera kol sharmenei sholishonim. If you see this child is mamish, a healthy, robust, three-year-old, like all other kids, v'gam maraponim tzuhubayis, and he has a good complexion, he's not yellow and but then, but toy blashkiach, and he says, do the bris. He says, but do me a favor, please. Blashkiach shi bizman shen yoim huzachav. Make sure that all conditions are perfect. Make sure it's a nice, warm, clear day. Uchidayu mitzvahs milam shen togein shen yazik leklal. And Be'ez Hashem, the mitzvah milam will protect the child. What's the Nebuna referring to? When he quotes the Rambam. The Rambam has I just lost it. The Rambam has in Hilchos Mila Perek Aleph. I think it's Yud Ches. If you have it in front of you, please look it up so you can see the lashon. Not cooperating. So if you look up Perek Aleph Halachim that we have in front of you, the Rambam there has the following lashon. He writes, that if the, is it the back of here? Let's check. The Rambam, Rabbi Hilchos Mila. Perek Aleph. Yeah. He doesn't have the halach that I need. He says in Yud Zayin, Kodesh Nimsa should be Shmini Shlo Yorek. If the baby is yellow, you don't give him a bris mila until he becomes as a good, healthy complexion. Same thing. Good. If you're very, very careful. And the next halach, halach Yud Ches, so there the Rambam says that. And you wait till the child gets older, right? Because it's a sakana to do the bris when he's younger, and he writes, and if we the bris we can do later, ulahachzir neshama b'shem Yisrael we can't do. Right, so what's the lashon of the Rambam? Rambam says you have this child, and the child has two brothers who died b'tam mila. So the Rambam writes, the lashon of the Rambam is that wait till the child gets older, because it's dangerous to do it now. Okay, good. So far, so good. But then the Rambam writes. And the bris we can do later. But if we lose the baby, we lost the baby. So the question that is posed to this Rambam, what is the Rambam adding this extra svar over here? And we lose the baby. Rambam should have said, we have a suffix. Don't do the bris. If the Rambam understands, like the Nehuda explains the Gemara in Chulin, so the Rambam should end up by saying, and when the baby gets older, no chashash sofik anymore. Right? Okay, good. So we may not understand the Rambam's forthrightness in taking that step. But that's what he says. But that's not what he says. And we have the Rambam in front of you?
Yeah.
Aleph Yud Ches? You want to read it? Get the exact lashon.
Yeah.
So Rambam Yerches says, "Isha Shemola, if the parents maul the child and mamtin and loyach and they died, mamtin and loyach she yagdil, he wait till he gets older, v'yischazei koychay, becomes strong. Ein molin ella v'lad she ein boy shum choli. We never do a bris on a child who's ill. Why? She's a kind of a fudge. She's a koil." Right? So far, so good. Then he adds, "V'efsher lomuli achrasman," and it could be we can all do it later. "V'efsher lachzir nefesh achrasir lailo." What's the Rambam adding on of here? We do the bris later on, but if the baby dies, we're done. What kind of extra slur is that? No, ma'pesh again. So now we just a summary of what we're holding until now. Our Gemara. Drop the line of Ochiv that if parents don't mal a child because the brothers died, so that is not called an Orel full nemonis. Yisrael ma'al you. there is a machloikis whether the baby is an oral alpidin or not. But Yisroel Ma'al, you're full nemonis. But Emma says, if not for this little tesis, we would have gone on. Right? We would have said, good morning, Yivamas, Samach Dalet, good. Two, three, right. Says Tosfos, we're talking about a baby. We're not talking about a baby. A baby died. Yeah, do another bris mila. Maybe it wasn't right for bris. Maybe the mother made a mistake. It's an adult. Oh, then we know it made a mistake. But Tosfos really say this then? Tosfos said that we're going to do a bris mila even though we are not sure, as sure as we can be, that it's not dangerous. So the Ritva says, yeah, that's what Tosfos, it's a surprising Tosfos. I'm chalik in that Tosfos. Ritva says, we're talking about any situation where the brothers died, finished, no more bris. Leimola oilam, because it'll always be a suffix sakana. Ritva would agree, if you can rule out the suffix, rule it out, but if you can't rule it out, you can't rule it out. So Tosfos says, farker, says no. I have to know for sure there's a suffix sakana. But if maybe there's no suffix sakana, then maybe there's no risk after the mitzvah. Not surprising, Tosfos. So then we pointed out that the native is there. That's taka machlokes between the Rambam Shulchan Aruch Nimuki Yosef and the Rosh and the Rif. Like, where's the machlokes coming from? L'chayra, they were resolving a stira in sugyas. Ron Yivama says stam. You have a suffix. You have a chazaka. Don't do the bris. You have a minosa. He said, I'm Dini. What's pshat? So, it sounds like the ritzvo and the rif, they were not moved by the serve of minosa. We have a klal. A sofi sakonis nefash. Minosa is a gvaldig story. But we don't know how to pass again. We could say maybe he holds that it's a, like the Navuda says, maybe he they disagree with Tosfos. It's talking about a case that we know some taka holds. Three is a chazaka, not two. Maybe he had a special idea. But Tosfos and the Rambam, so they clearly say, no, maybe Nosan was telling us that the Gemara and Yevamos should not be learned stam. The Gemara and Yevamos is raising a suffix. And if I can say that we don't have, that we have reason to question the suffix, then Rechayev. Apella. They don't understand it, but what can I do? Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, Paschal, that way we got to go with it. And he seems very, very nervous about it. Good. So now we have the Mekor, but we don't really understand Tosfos, right? We understand, we have the Mahalach HaDvarim. Tosfos, Ritva, other Rishonim disagree, where they come from, here the Makor Adovah, Adolim, Shalik, Mon, Chulim, Mem, Zayin. But whereas the Ritva and the Rif, we understand very well, they're simply paskening. Sofek, Bikoch, Nefet, Noviz, Doicha. But where is the Hezber for Tosfos? Is Tosfos a din that's unique to Mila, or is Tosfos saying it, that's how we measure Sfek, it's called Herakula? And then we come across a strange Rambam. The Rambam says that bris, you can always do a bris, so just wait to do the bris. What's the Rambam saying? Wait to do the bris. It sounds like that what the Rambam is saying is, I have a suffix, so let's minimize the suffix. We're going to do a bris sometime. We'll get the bris done. Why didn't the Rambam say, no chi bris, he's not an oral. What's the Rambam adding? There are Rosh Hashivas who are so stuck with this Rambam, but it says the Rambam was going to be a melitza. Very hard to say. And it does sound like from the Vilna Gaon that he says that, because it's such a hard... The Rambam was being miyashiv adover, was helping us wrap our minds around it. Why are we waiting b'chlal? It's such a difficult... The Shulchan Aruch certainly took the Rambam seriously. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Nusach of the Rambam. There's a lot of surprising answers. If you have time over Shabbos, you can look at the Rav Asher Weiss, the Sefer, and Breishis. He has an entry, he has an essay on this, and he collects the various the various answers that Achronim give for this Rambam. Anybody have a suggestion? Hadalim Shat. Let's start the following. Let's assume for a moment that the Tosfos and the Rambam are addressing the mitzvah of Bris Milah as opposed to other situations. Now let's assume for a moment that Lo Yitzuyer, it would not be the mitzvah of Bris Milah, and a person comes and wants to know, God forbid, he got terribly ill when he ran one marathon. And then he got terribly ill when he ran the second marathon. And then he asked the Shiloh, can I run the third marathon? So the rabbi would say to him, no, Paskin, what's the Shiloh? It's a suffering, he gets sick a third time. Also, you can't do it, right? It's partial, no. But for some reason, when it comes to Bris Milah, then the Rambam says, Amtinu. But he knows that Amtinu. Special din and bris. Tosfos is saying a special din and bris. Nimo kishuv gadol. So we'll be in Hezbra Dover. Go ahead.
You could say potentially that, I guess, the Rambam and the Chazak is only that when it's a young baby, that it's going to be dangerous. So right now,
But why would you introduce? But it'll still be a suffix, no? You can't prove that.
I wouldn't say you necessarily. Meaning, if potentially down the line you were to ascertain that it's still going to be unhealthy in a second or so that, then of course you would say you're
right. Correct.
So
correct.
Just that right now we're going to say we have a chazaka that baby in between 7 or 9 days is sick, but we don't necessarily have a chazaka that at a month it's sick and it's going to be unhealthy.
Good. But
so
do you have a
suffix? Yeah. Runs out, almost expired.
But do you have a still a logical suffix? In other words, what you're saying is the burden of proof is shifting. I have to prove that there's a suffix over here. Is that true? I mean, do we normally say that? I have to prove the guy wants to have to say, you know what? Maybe the last two marathons, maybe we're dehydrated. Maybe they were on a Thursday. This marathon's on Sundays after Shabbos, you have a good day of eating. So maybe it's something different, right? You can do a Sunday marathon. What do we tell a person? What do we say? I can't take a chance on it. No? Go ahead.
Maybe the chazaka specifically, if we say that the babies, it was for the 8-day-old babies, maybe the chazaka would be on that. I mean, it's not a chazaka necessarily that this kid, you know, just like your brothers, if you get a Milah, you're also going to die, rather. There's a chazaka in this family, we'll say, you, like your brothers, on the 8th right. day, there's a sakana of, there's a suffix of sakana because you might die. But the Rambam implies from his Lashon is saying that the 8th day is not necessarily ma'akib in this case, meaning on the 8th day, there's a chazaka of a suffix of sakana, so on that 8th day, we're going to be afraid to do it. So what he says is, you know, wait, because of how important Mila is. You can always give the Mila at a later time. This baby should have a Mila at some point, but because of our chazaka of a suffix sakana on the 8th day, you shouldn't take the risk at that time, and rather you should wait until a later time.
The vorot is a good vorot, that the chazaka, like Tzvi said, runs out. The chazaka was 8th day. She's saying a little bit more. 8th day, so I have it's mamish 8th day, like a chazaka of a shore. The Mishor gores 3 times on Friday, only a chazaka for Friday. So you have a chazaka for 8th day bris. Good. But when it comes to Bikoch Nefesh, wouldn't we have to shift the other way around? Why is it that when it comes to bris, we would say the chazaka has to be sustained? Why don't we say as long as the suffix is sustained? So Bikoch Nefesh. So the Gvaldik of Vard from the Sochet Shiva says it, the Shem Yishmul says it, I say it a little bit differently, but essentially the same Vard. It's saying that the mitzvah of Bris Milah introduces a certain suffix, that you are making a decision on the baby. You are introducing the possibility of the baby getting infected. The Afal Pikein is a mitzvah. That's almost not that much different than giving birth. Baruch Hashem, nowadays, mothers dying during birth is rare. But there was a time it wasn't so rare. But it's still a mitzvah. So there's a mitzvah, halacha l'maisa. Can I be mechallel Shabbos to take care of a woman in labor? Yeah, so why are they getting pregnant? That's the chonos nefashos. Halacha l'maisa, can you be mechallel Shabbos to take care of the wound of the bris? Yeah, Gemara says, if the water, hot water spilled, after you did the bris, you need to wash the area up, so you boil up more water. So that means the baby's b'sakana. I'm making mechal Shabbos. So it means that the very mitzvah, because Baruch Hu gave us a mitzvah where, Baruch Hashem, the probabilities are very good, the numbers are very good, because Baruch Hu protects babies, but because Baruch Hu did introduce a mitzvah that has a measure of a sakana. So perhaps, this is what the Sochet Shabbat would say, the Sochet Shabbat does say, that the etzem mitzvah bris milah introduces some kind of, in other words, that what Tosfos would say is that the mitzvah of bris milah has raised the bar of safek sakana. The etzem mitzvah bris milah is that I, just like the etzem mitzvah primer rivian, is that I raise the bar of safek sakana, vadei sakana. Obviously not. Then we tell the woman not to get pregnant. Vada isakana, for sure not. If I have two brothers who were nima and they died, so machlekes now, according to the Ritva and according to the Rif, I have a safek sakana deicher kol hamisvah shebetayr. But according to the Rambam and the Tosfos, I have the Gemara, the Rebbe Nosson says, Amtinu. That means Rebbe Nosson said that when it comes to Bris Milah, that Chazaka did not mean that we never do the Bris Milah. That Chazaka means we look to see whether this particular baby is in greater danger than all other babies. So this particular baby is in greater danger than all the babies if they check to see that the baby is healthy b'shas ma'isa. This particular baby is in greater danger if it was agonal. But if it was a baby that was molded 8 days and they did not do due diligence, and we don't know whether the baby was healthy or not, so this baby is within the, we wait, Hamtini, wait to be sure. But then the nature of sakana that's defined for the mitzvah bris can be a little bit different. And that would explain why, if we would do a bris in this situation, we would say that b'shas ma'is it is a bris, and we would say this is within the bris that the Kadosh Baruch Hu was mitzaveh. So it could be that there's and that would explain this Rambam, right? Why? Because the Rambam says when it comes to bris milah, we do a bris even though it introduces a certain sakana. V'arai of mechal Shabbos to take care of the baby. Obviously, if there's a vaday sakon or a vaday sofek, we would do the bris. But chashash sofek, we would do the bris. So now the Rambam says, but why rush into it? Then he gives a svara. He says, why? So why are we waiting altogether? Why don't we say, like Chaim said, ninth day? You only have a chazor the 8th day. All right, a little bit too. So wait a little while. So the Rambam says, not api svara. Once it's a postponed bris, we can do the bris tomorrow, the next day we'll do the bris. We're not postponing the bitam israshul, postponing because of a sakana. But we can't take a chance on losing the baby. Go ahead.
I don't know. It could be just similar to what I'm saying. It could be just separate. Is it almost not like a case of something that we would say almost like the mitzvah that like you don't need to do it, but when there's a mitzvah then it almost like becomes like tefuyah, in the sense of like yes, but
okay,
nah.
Okay. Okay.
And those terms don't necessarily fall in line.
Okay, that's not bad. The fact that we're mitzvah, that in and of itself. The two ha'aris, and since came in the boli adenu. And at Bris we say that Sosa Nechle Mesecha Kamoitze Shalom Rav. The Gemara says that's referring to a Bris. Sosa Nechle Mesecha, I am excited about your mitzvah, but either about your Torah and your feeling. Kamoitze as a person who finds spoil. What's the chiddush of finding spoil? So, Meshachachma says, at the end of this, he says in the Haftarah this week, Apostles in the Haftarah, he says, Sholol, the Sfol comes after the war. The war's over already. He says, Peshas Melchoma, when I have my Melchemes Hayetzah to do a mitzvah, not to do a mitzvah, so then I can expect that if, while I'm grappling with the Yetzer, and I'm trying very hard to come through the Nisoyan, Kadosh Baruch Hu will give me a special shmira, protect me. Shomer mitzvah liyeda davar ra. Shluchei mitzvah nizokin. Okay, a mamshul mitzvah. There are two mitzvahs which give protection even after the mitzvah, the melchemes yetzer is over. If we're grappling, should I do b'shem nu b'bris milah? Let's wait, let's not wait, it's dangerous, whatever. So when it comes to bris milah, the bris milah gives protection long after the bris. Like a nimol is no longer an orel. Right? Say in the bracha. Yibir shachas, the bris milah protects us. K'moitzi shalom rav, after the mochamos, after mochamos ayetz is over, this is... But the Meshachachma says the same thing is true about Divrei Torah. Says there's one beidna the osig when a person is grappling with the Yetzer Ram and pushes oneself to learn, pushes oneself to make the storms. And there's no question that shomer mitzvah liyeda davar ra. No question that there is a special shmira that Kadosh Baruch Hu extends to us. But he says when it comes to Divrei Torah, shematzla gam beidna the loy asikova. Mizeu machmas shatayra tavlin liyetzer Ram. He says that just like the shalal is the schar that I take home after the milchama is over, the Torah is the same way. Because the way Kadosh Baruch Hu made the Bria is that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us Bechira, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us Ki Yetzer Lev Rav Odom Minu Urav. Yetzer Leiva Odom Ramin Ura. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Yetzer Ra. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Merosi Tera Tavlin. But I also gave the antidote to the Yetzer Ra. I gave the Koyach. So it doesn't mean that, Mamash, when I'm learning the Sugya, so right now I'm not going to eat Tarfus. Right now I'm going to do mitzvahs. No, it means, Merosi Tera Tavlin means that the learning that we do has an impact after the Melchemes Yetz is over. It has an impact on the person. We have an opportunity to see this all the time. Because whenever we have the opportunity to spend time with Bali Tshuva, so you see how the only way to explain what's going on is that there's some magic to Torah. You go into Beis HaMedrash, and Bali Tshuva, and they're discussing Bava Kama, Bava Mitzi, and then they go to to work, and so the only way that you can explain that there's that this person is drawn to learn Asugya in the middle of, or it's drawn to so many parts of Torah, and it has a magical impact upon them. So that's what you get to see. So we sometimes we don't see it ourselves because we grew up with it, so we're not aware of the impact that Torah is making upon us. But Baruch Hu's given our door the opportunity to see with almost scientific data how Kadosh Baruch Hu's Torah has a magical transformative impact. So if it has that kind of impact, so it has having that kind of impact upon us as well, we may not see the marked difference. Okay, if you have a chance over Shabbos, look up the Minchas Asher, a lot of Hanah from it, and Mitzvah Levaiter on Sunday. Shabbos.
Shabbos.
Shabbos. Shabbos.